Lashana Tova. For those who don't know me, my name is Richard Sarin, and currently reside in Somerville, Massachusetts, with my wife Francine and my sons Isaac and Samuel over there in row number 5. I was born in Oceanside, New York, June 19, 1963, and when I was 7 years old, our family moved to Bethesda, Maryland, which is a great place if you've never been there. And when we were in Maryland, I noticed that about half my friends were Jewish and about half my friends weren't. In other words, like half had Christmas trees and half had menorahs. And when I asked my parents and other people what was the difference between, you know, us and them, us being Jews and them being everybody else, they told me that the main thing was other people believed that Jesus was the Messiah and the Jewish people didn't. And I thought that was a little weird because it seemed like if he was the Messiah, then he would either be the Messiah. If he was the Messiah, then he would be the Messiah for everybody. And if he wasn't the Messiah, obviously he wasn't. But to think that he was the Messiah for half the people seemed a little strange to me. But I kind of just put that thought in my head and forgot about it for a number of years. And then I had my bar mitzvah, which was a great time. Get a lot of presents, have a lot of fun. Although the night before my bar mitzvah was the first time I ever prayed. I was nervous about being in front of people, and I prayed, and the next day, amazingly, it worked. I was totally at peace during my bar mitzvah, which was a great gift, and I did well. I chanted and did the Torah and the Haftorah, and it was a great day. So I was thankful to God for answering that prayer. After my bar mitzvah, we moved to Houston, Texas, and Houston, Texas was not 50% Jew and 50% Gentile. It was about 2% Jew and 98% Gentile. And it was in Houston that I first encountered some anti-Semitism, and I started realizing that, you know, there was this fence, and on one side of it was us Jews, and on the other side of it was everybody else, and Jesus was on that other side. And as Jews, we were not supposed to go over to that side. We were supposed to stay on the Jewish side. So that's where I stayed. So I went to high school in Houston, Texas, and then I'm going to fast forward to college at Boston University. I actually did not get into any colleges that I applied to, which was, a little disturbing. So I opened up the college book, and I found a college with a late deadline, and that was Boston University. So I applied to Boston University, and I got accepted. So it seemed like it was God's will for me to go to Boston University, but my wife Francine says I came to Boston so I could meet her, which I think is pretty much true. So I went through college, sort of the ups and downs of college. I remember I started praying again, especially before tests when I had been playing basketball instead of studying. I started praying a lot. I think like a lot of people in college, I was trying to find myself, trying to, you know, searching for meaning in life. I tried some meditation, and that was kind of good in that it helped me to focus, but at the same time, you know, meditation got weird, and I didn't like that. It just didn't feel right to me, so I stopped doing that. And then after graduation from college, again, I started getting a little worried about my future, and I started praying to God. And for some reason, and I don't know why, I started thinking about Jesus a lot. And, you know, I grew up in the Bible Belt in Houston, so I knew that Jesus, you know, had some kind of power. There was some sort of power connected with Jesus, which I didn't understand. But at the same time, you know, I wanted to stay on my side of the fence and not betray my people. So there was sort of this conflict in me. I wanted to know more about Jesus, but as a Jew, you're just taught you're not supposed to. So I was praying about my future, and I bought this Bible. Reader's Digest Condensed Bible. And I started reading. I snuck it into my room so my family didn't know I had it. And I started reading the New Testament, and it made no sense to me. It just did not make sense at all. It seemed like a foreign language. So I forgot about that for a while, went back to college, and then during my winter break, I was home in Houston, And I was supposed to meet some friends on New Year's Eve, 1984, and somehow I missed my friends. They were supposed to be one place, and they weren't. So I ended up being alone on New Year's Eve of 1984, and I just went out to my high school parking lot to shoot some baskets, and I just was praying about my future, and again, I started thinking a lot about Jesus. I don't know why, but I did. So here's the part where it gets good. Excuse me. So I was in my car, and I was praying, and I decided to finally try and find out who Jesus was. So I said, "Jesus, if you're real, show yourself to me." And I was scared to pray that prayer, but at the same time, it was a relief to finally see if there was anything to this Jesus stuff. And I didn't really feel anything, and I just went home and went to bed. And the next night, I took out the old Reader's Digest condensed Bible again, and I did start to feel differently. In fact, as I read the Bible, the room, I started feeling a presence in the room, a real stillness. It was just, it's hard to explain, but it was a supernatural feeling in the room, and it seemed to increase the more I read the Bible, just this feeling of this presence in the room, and it felt like God. It felt supernatural, and it felt divine. And as I read the Bible this time, suddenly everything was totally clear. I realized Jesus was a Jew, which I did not know before. I realized Jesus was the Messiah for Jew and Gentile, and it was not a betrayal of my people to believe in Jesus, because Jesus was Jewish, and he came to the Jewish people first. I realized that Jesus healed people, he forgave sins, he was divine, and most important of all, Jesus rose from the dead. As I read the Bible, I started feeling this supernatural peace, and the peace was just filling up my soul, my body, and my mind. And the next day I read in the Gospel of John, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So it seemed like everything I was feeling was just confirmed by the words of the Bible. I went to bed that night, and I had this dream where I went into a room and I flicked on a light switch, and the whole room was just filled with light. Felt like my whole body was filled with light. And I had so much joy, I almost couldn't contain myself. It just was like coming out of me. And in the middle of the night, I woke up and I went, "Jesus is Lord." And that was something I had never said before, trust me, in my life. And then the next day, again, you know, I read in the book of Romans, it said, you know, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So once again, the word of God confirmed exactly what I was feeling. I believe Jesus rose from the dead. I had confessed him with my lips that he was Lord. I was saved. And I was happy, real happy. I had found the Jewish Messiah, and his name was Jesus. So there's more to this story, like how my parents reacted when they came back from Israel, and I told them I believed Jesus was the Messiah. Not real good, their reaction. How a few months later, God miraculously healed my toenail. So if anybody wants to hear any more of these stories or ask me any questions, come up to me afterwards. I'd love to talk. And thank you very much, and God bless you.